Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
13 minutes, it is past 5 o'clock. Mark McLean is the regional manager for Cape Town International Airport. Joins me on the line now. Mark, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning to all.
Confirmation, the vessel carrying the jet fuel destined for Cape Town International Airport did dock yesterday. Has the fuel made its way to your precinct?
Yes, yeah, you are absolutely correct. The vessel docked yesterday as planned. And in terms of, you know, the jet processes, the fuel has to pass all the quality tests, and that was done yesterday. I'm pleased to say it passed all those tests. And then there's a settling time of the jet in holding tanks before it can be delivered. So the jet will be delivered to the airport tonight.
In the meantime, what happens to operations at Cape Town International? We read over the weekend that US Airlines, for example, had cancelled their flights due to Cape Town and those obviously departing Cape Town because of the jet fuel shortage.
Yes, because so we've been, as you know, rationing overall stock levels at the airport to just make sure that we don't stock out of jet at the airport, and the airlines have been doing a fantastic job to achieve that. But, you know, every airline has got a different contract with fuel, their own fuel suppliers, and each fuel supplier has a different quantity of stock, and they have individual agreements. So unfortunately, some airlines could not secure enough stock from their fuel supplies. And one of the airlines that was affected yesterday, unfortunately, was United Airlines. The other airlines have not been affected in terms of they are still all operating. But some international airlines, unfortunately, have had to fly via other destinations or airports, for example, via Oliver Tambo, to uplift additional fuel before they fly onwards to their destination. So the only airline that has cancelled was United yesterday. The rest are still operating.
And domestic flights were not really impacted, right? All flights scheduled over the last couple of days were able to take off on time and to arrive on time.
Yeah, so all the flights have been operating as scheduled, I'm pleased to say. However, I'm aware that there were some flights that were slightly delayed simply because the between the captain and the fuel supplies, there was there was a little bit more time that was taken to secure the right quantities of jet. But those delays were limited. And for the large majority, all the flights operated on schedule.
All right. Do you have any knowledge as to whether or not United Airlines will be resuming services as of tonight?
So their next flight is on Thursday. So they fly on a Monday, Thursday and Saturday. And because the deliveries will resume tonight, we have every expectation that Thursday's flight will operate as per normal.
Yeah. Mark, is there anything that can be done to ensure that anything like this does not ever happen again? I appreciate that weather conditions can be unpredictable. And if a vessel cannot dock, there's literally very little that one can do. But I don't know, management of stock levels or whatever the case may be, so that when we are faced with a couple of days where the vessel cannot dock, we're not finding ourselves in a situation similar to what you had to experience the last couple of days.
Yeah, so I think absolutely, you know, I think the first point is that we are obviously totally dependent on the fuel suppliers to bring jet fuel into the airport. We don't have direct control over that, but we certainly do play a facilitation role in that regard. And we are obviously also dependent on the agreements that the airlines make with their own fuel suppliers. However, what we are certainly doing is firstly to engage the fuel suppliers, noting the vulnerabilities that we have around imports to find alternative sources of jet in the event that, you know, this risk returns. Secondly, we are currently commissioning a large storage tank at the airport, so we will increase our storage capacity at the airport by the end of November so that we hold additional buffer stock. And the third and most important one is that the local refineries are starting to resume the local production of jet. And that will mean that we'll have less dependency on imported product. And that's probably the biggest improvement that we hope to see and which will limit our risk in future.
And how soon are we going to see that fully operational, the resumption of the local refineries producing jet fuel for you?
So the indications are that they're starting to ramp up production towards the end of October, November. So we are in engagements with them to try and accelerate that. And we really do hope that by the end of November, they will be in full production. That's part of the conversation we're having with them.
No, for sure. Mark, I'm going to ask a cheeky question, which I didn't ask you to prepare for. So if you can't answer it, I'll fully understand. There were incredibly massive plans for Cape Town International Airport and its expansion, particularly the international arrival side ahead of the pandemic. Understandably, those stalled because of the pandemic. When are we having a look at those plans again?
Yes, absolutely. We unfortunately had to put all of those major projects on hold, you're correct, because of the COVID pandemic and also simply because our passenger numbers declined and most of those projects were triggered because of the growth in passengers. So there's two key things that we're looking at. You know, we're monitoring the passenger volume increases closely to see when we will re-trigger those projects. So we are forecasting the passenger number increases over the next 5 years. But there's a second, more important part that's currently underway, and that is that we're going through a regulatory permission process at the moment that will be concluded in the next 6 months. So with industry, with our regulator, we will actually decide when those projects will return. And we hope that at least some of them will return in the next 5 years. So that's the sort of timeline that we're looking at, but that needs to be confirmed in the next 6 months.
Does that mean then that Parkhead 1 will continue to be closed? Because generally, I think it is, to certainly the, because you moved the sort of short sort of, you know, pick-up drop-off point to Parkhead 2, partly because of the intention of the building ahead of the pandemic. Will it be closed then for the next while?
Yes. So in terms of that, yeah, look, we are certainly aware that, because of the smaller Parkhead 2, you are absolutely correct. You know, the pick-up area is full during peak hours. But there was a practical reason why we could not move back to Parkhead 1, and that is simply because Parkhead 1 ground floor was actually handed over to a contractor, and there was a lot of construction work that started there in anticipation of the international terminal. So until very recently, it was off limits to us. It has now been handed back to AXA by the contractor, and we can consider, you know, that Parkhead in future. So we are certainly after looking at plans to reinstate the ground floor of Parkhead 1 over the next couple of months.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Mark McLean, Regional General Manager for AXA Cape Town, looking after Cape Town International Airport.